and this fall's elections also decide control of Congress. So House Republicans meet tomorrow amid some bad omens for their side. They have lost 3 special elections for House seats. Last week on Morning Edition, we heard about those defeats from the leader of the Republican effort, Tom Cole.
I don't think there's anything wrong with the Republican message or values. Indeed, the last 2 Democratic candidates have run on those messages and values. But you've got to convince people you don't just say these things, that you're going to live up to them.
That's Republican Tom Cole of Oklahoma. And next we have NPR's Cokie Roberts, who brings us analysis every Monday morning. Cokie, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So how tense is the atmosphere among Republicans as they prepare to meet and decide what to do?
Well, they're panicked. They not only have lost these 3 special elections, as you said, but they're 20 points back in any question about which party do you want to settle the war in Iraq, deal with the economy, any of the key issues. They're running 20 points behind the Democrats. The problem is they can't agree on where to go. And the conservatives in the Republican ranks think that they need to get back to what they call the core values, especially cutting the cost of government. But even as they say that, last week they passed an enormous farm bill by such a large margin that President Bush's threatened veto is very likely to be overridden, which puts the president in the highly unusual position of being on the same side as the New York Times editorial page on that issue. Mm. And for social conservatives, who have been somewhat heartened by the prospect of making hay off the California Supreme Court decision allowing gay marriage, their message keeps being thrown off by the scandals among Republicans in Congress. The latest, Vito Fisella of New York, who was arrested for drunk driving and discovered to have an illegitimate child, he's now talking about running again, which just sends cold shivers down the Republicans' backs. So they just are having a very hard time getting any traction at all.
Well, can Republicans in Congress expect any help from John McCain?
Well, it's interesting because McCain, of course, is running even or maybe just slightly behind in all of the polls, even as the party as a whole is running so far behind. And so they have some hope that he could win the presidency, but they still have a hard time accepting him because he has been such a maverick in the party over the years. And that means that John McCain has a terrible problem raising money. And then that puts him in a bind because he needs to separate himself from President Bush, who has an approval rating that is dangerous for members of his own party. But McCain needs Bush for fundraising purposes because the president is still able to rally the Republican troops and bring out the big bucks. So it all just puts the Republican presumptive nominee in a tough position.
Can I mention one other thing, Cokie Roberts? Some weeks ago, the New York Times was slammed because it ran this article talking about John McCain and a woman, and the Times responded, hey, our larger point was this guy sometimes is blind to apparent conflicts of interest or apparent problems that he could be surrounded with. That's what they said the point was. And now, in the last few weeks, here John McCain has repeatedly had to see off staff members, people on his staff who had conflict of interest problems.
Well, completely different type of conflict of interest. The lobbyists who represent either big business or foreign governments. And when you're talking about an election waged as against business as usual in Washington, the campaign sees the need to weed out those lobbyists. The problem is those are the people who are expert at such things as fundraising or political strategizing. So they are the people in political campaigns for the most part. McCain has gotten rid of some, or they've resigned themselves. Others have quit their jobs and stayed in the campaign. But if they think he's going to lose, they're more willing to stay with their jobs than they are to stay with the campaign, and that also creates a problem.
Maybe a hint there. Okay, Cokie, thanks very much. We hear from NPR's Cokie Roberts every Monday morning. She brings us analysis in this big presidential election year.